And now, Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
It's summertime. It's dating time. The days are longer. The nights are you know, happening. And this young man that we have on our program has written a leaflet called Getting What You Want in Today's Dating World, just in time for these wonderful summer months. His name is Chris Norton. He is right now a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company in Hermosa Beach, but I guess eventually would like to do a series of seminars based upon what you found out in the dating world. And, Chris, we welcome you to the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you very much.
And in this leaflet, you talk about playing hard to get, that being the key for most young guys that are out dating today. I guess there's a whole lot of young men. How old are you, Chris?
Sir, I'm 28 years of age.
You're 28?
Yes, I am. And I've been in the dating world since my high school days.
And you've got a lot of experience dating?
I do. I've dated a lot of women, and I've I haven't found it too difficult, but I found in my life that dating women was very easy, and so I want to put down on paper what I know about it. And so that's, you know, primarily. And I'm a little bit nervous being on your program.
Well, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. So you wanted to put down what you knew.
I want to put down what I knew and how I can help guys. I would say, first off...
What is the first thing?
Well, first off, the number one thing is play a little bit hard to get. I know that women play hard to get. I think it's something men don't know how to do. And I think women appreciate a man who plays hard to get. I think women appreciate a man who a little bit standoffish, a little bit... hard to get. He may not be, you know, calling her every day. He may not be on time for a date. But I think it's a challenge for a woman to have a guy who's a little bit hard to get.
And in other words, make yourself the prize. Would that be a...
Yeah, you. I would. I don't know if I use the word prize so much as I know that men see women as trophies, so a man be trophy too. Mostly.
So a guy can be a trophy.
A man can be a trophy, yeah.
Well, that's all right. So a lot of times I've heard people say, don't chase her. Women don't like to be chased.
No, women don't like to be chased. Women want a combination of two things. They want a man who is good looking, but is not overly, you know, stagey in the way that he dresses. They want a man who has manners, but they don't want a man who's going to overdo it with flowers and all of that. Flowers is nice, and don't get me wrong, I think flowers is good. But I think it's important not to chase her. For instance, I tell a lot of guys, when you're on your first date with a woman and she's talking, there's really nothing wrong with it. It may sound bad, but it's really nothing wrong with just looking around the restaurant, almost like you're bored with what she's saying, you know. But look around like, you know, you want her to finish her sentence because it's just...
Well, it sounds like you're bored. I mean, you're looking like you're bored.
Yeah, I guess. But don't hang on her every word.
Well, making eye contact, in other words?
No, act a little bit like you could care less what she's saying. That's really, really important, Mr. Hendry. But the more control you have over this process of playing hard to get, the more you can relax and be yourself.
All right, we're talking with Chris Norton, his little leaflet he's written, Getting What You Want in Today's Dating. So playing hard to get, acting, look bored when she's talking in a restaurant.
I mean, that's
not going to backfire, because it sounds to me it might be something that a woman may be upset.
Women are going to get upset, don't get me wrong, but they like to be upset a little bit because you're the bad boy. Women like bad boy. And there was a song out by the Miami Sound Machine called Bad Boy. And
you mean Bad Boys, the song that came out in the early 80s?
Yeah, Bad Boy. And that song is about how women like a bad boy.
All right, Chris Norton with us, 1-800-449-8686. Give us some other examples, Chris.
Like from my pamphlet, I have an example. I was dating this chick, and she was telling me about her mother had died, and I was like just looking at the lobster tank in the restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
All right, hold on, because it's very important for people to know. The woman's mother had died.
She was telling me about the death of her mother, yeah.
And you were staring into the lobster tank at the restaurant.
I know it sounds cold.
Yeah, it sounds very cold. In other words, there aren't there moments when, and again, you're the guest, and I don't want to tell you what you know, but I'm playing devil's advocate.
No, go ahead. That's fine. I take all challenges because I like to talk about it.
Okay. Woman is talking about something very, very, very meaningful, like the death of her mother. Don't you want to at least make eye contact and pretend?
See, that's it. You just use a word that we never, never, never use. Pretend. If you don't really care that her mother died, don't pretend like you do.
Well, did you care that this woman's mother had died?
To be honest about it?
Yeah, be honest.
No, not really. I mean, I didn't know her that well. I'd known her a few months, but whatever, you know, her mom died. I mean, I'm there for one reason, and every guy's there for one reason, because he wanted to get to know the girl.
So staring into the lobster tank at the seafood restaurant.
Yeah, and that, you know.
I want to ask you, how did it go with her, and then give me some other examples.
That night we had, I mean, it's not like I knew her mom or anything. And so for me to pretend like I care, I didn't know her. You know, my mom died. How could I?
Well, don't you think that when someone's mother dies, whether you know the mother or not, the sympathy that one would have for the death of a parent is enough to at least have you make eye contact?
I mean, it's not.
You have a mother, right?
Yeah, but she's. I mean, my mother, you know, not somebody. She lives in Pomona right now, you know.
You don't want to talk about it?
Not really. I mean, sorry.
Okay, moving on. In your pamphlet, you talk about another date that you were on. You say you had sex with this girl who you were looking into the lobster tank when you're...
Yeah, I was checking out the maitre d', and I ordered a drink. She was saying, you know, my mother died. I said, could you hold on for a minute? Could I? Yeah. This G&T is watered down. And
so in the middle of her saying that her mother had died, you complained to the waiter that your gin and tonic was watered down.
Yeah, for two reasons. Number one, it was watered down, and number two, I want to play hard again.
All right, give me another example of, I don't know if that's hard to get, or is that insensitive?
No, a lot of people say it's insensitive, but it's hard to get.
All right, give me another, Chris Norton with us here, 1-800-449-8686. What else?
Well, I know, I was on a date, and this is another example of turning something that could be really bad into something really, really good. Seafood is not something really I should eat too much of. I guess these two examples come out of a seafood restaurant. But I was at a seafood restaurant. It was one of the top seafood restaurants in the San Diego area. And I took this girl, and I had a tuna steak. And before I knew it, I got sick and throwed up down the leg of the chair and all over the tabletop. But I knew enough that playing hard to get was key.
Now, let me just be clear. You vomited?
I threw it up, yeah. I vomited.
You vomited fish.
It was because the fish had bothered me, yeah.
All right, now you've thrown up. Is this a first date?
This was a first date.
Okay.
And I vomited, but I knew enough to play hard to get. So I had just blown a series of chunks across the table, but I knew enough that playing hard to get was key, and you had to be nonchalant about it. So I vomited, and
okay, I know you vomited. Then what?
Well, then I casually wiped my mouth with the tablecloth, and I told her to go get the busboy, as she did. And
well, now here's what's also key. Did she continue having a relationship with you after this? Now, you told me that you had sex with that very night with the woman whose mother had died, and you pretended like you didn't care.
Well, in that case, I wasn't pretending. I mean, I didn't care. But
okay, all right, so she had a relationship with you that night.
Yes, sir, she did, because of the hard to get.
All right, now you've thrown up all over a table, and you've had her get up and go get the busboy to wipe it up.
Yeah, at first I told her, go get a rag or a mop. And I.
Then you, what made you go get a rag? Like, she was going to clean it up?
I'd say go get a rag or a mop. I'm remembering it. It's not a very pleasant memory. But I wiped my mouth. And I tell you what, that night I also had a sexual relationship with that woman. You have to be relaxed, Mr. Henry. Guys are so nervous on their first date. If you're on the couch with her, if wherever you are, be relaxed. And you could have sex with her.
Is this about having sex with a woman? I mean, you vomited on a table. Woman tells you about the death of her mother, and you're bugging about your G&T. Is this about having sex?
It's about making contact with a woman that you desire. I mean, it's so, so very important. Even if you blow chunk, even if you are, you know, if her mom or dad or who, I don't know, whoever die.
All right, Chris Norton, the author of Getting What You Want in Today's Dating World, Chris claims that he had sex with two women, one of whom he vomited in front of and had her go get the busboy that night?
That night, yes, sir.
That night. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jenny on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got a question. Playing hard to get. I'm telling you, if you vomited in front of me in a public place in a restaurant, that's pretty hard to get. I don't want you after that, to be perfectly honest.
That is hard to get. But that's also...
How is that hard to get?
But also, it's doing something, Jenny, that I think women appreciate. I think you would appreciate if you... It's being yourself. And when a man bees is himself, women appreciate that kind of honesty.
And, you know, you're not being honest when you say you're playing these hard-to-get games. How's that being honest?
I think it's the same thing as saying if a man were to call you up and say, can I see you tonight? And you say, you know, I'm busy. It's not quite honest to say that if you're not busy, you just don't want to see him. Well, it's the same thing a man can do. A man can say, oh, you know, I mean, your mother's dead, really? Wow, it's really...
Well, you didn't care. You went and got your G&T. You went and looked at the lobster tank, right?
Rude. I mean, there's a point of being hard to get, and there's a point of being rude.
Let me ask Jenny. Jenny, do you want a man to be honest, or what do you...
I'm glad you say that, Mr. Henry, because Jenny don't even know what she wants.
I absolutely know what I want, and I don't want any game.
Well, no, it's not a game to blow a chunk. I mean, I'm sorry, but if I blew a load, all of it...
Let's just say vomited, all right?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Let's just, instead of blowing a load or whatever, let's say vomited.
All right, if I vomited, which my stomach was bad that night, in front of you, Jenny, are you immediately going to say you're not going to want to have sex with me or be intimate with me? I don't think so. I think you might want to see how the night develops. And well, what's so funny?
Well, I mean, it's difficult for me to see a woman. Well, maybe I'm speaking for you, Jenny, but it's difficult for me to see a woman getting excited about an intimate possibility for the evening after a guy has
puked up fish.
Yeah, puked up fish.
That's kind of a big turnoff. I mean, granted, I would have enough empathy and sympathy for him to feel bad for the situation, and I would help him out, but... I mean, I don't know. I don't see his point.
But you say that you had intimate relations with that girl.
That night, yeah. And she went and got a mop.
She went and got a mop?
She helped mop up.
You clean up a man's vomit and then have sex with him later on. How long had you known her?
I had met her at a party that weekend. But just because I turn your dinner salad into chunky tuna doesn't mean you have to not have...
Okay, we're a little descriptive with the vomiting. Jenny, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Turn the dinner salad into chunky tuna. Here's a guy who puked in front of one woman. And when another woman said that her mother had died that day, he purposefully acted bored and looked into the lobster tank and bugged the waiter about his watered-down drink. That's what he calls being honest with a woman. That's what he calls playing hard to get, and that's what women today want. We'll be back with Chris Norton on a little feature of our program, his leaflet called Getting What You Want in Today's Datings. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Technically, Mr. Henry, if you are sitting and you are relaxed with a woman, you're being yourself, okay? And again, you have to understand that this is about being yourself.
All right, we're talking about being with women and completely being who you are, and women are attracted to that.
Yeah. Listen to the way they talk. Listen to how women are always saying, I want a guy who will be himself, okay? That's exactly what I'm asking guys to do. If you're sitting on the couch with her at the end of the night and you feel like you need to, and forgive me, but I don't know the term, if you need to bust ass, okay? There's nothing wrong with it.
What do you mean bust ass? You talking about farting?
I'm talking about, yeah, if you have to cut it. Any woman, you be who you are, and she'll appreciate that. And
how can a woman appreciate you sitting in a romantic situation and then you cut a fart and that's going
to
make her...
That is going to make women respond to the honesty of the whole, of whether it's cheese cutting or spew, the chunk spew. Women
respond to that. Women respond to the honesty. And by the way, you can say breaking wind, you can say vomiting. You keep seeing chunk spewing and cheese cutting, okay, which I think is...
Well, what's wrong?
It sounds a little bit juvenile, okay?
Well, all you have to do is just be polite. I mean, you say...
Okay, you're sitting on the couch and you, as you say it, you cut one.
Well, you say, excuse my butt. It was talking or something. You make humor out of it. Be humorous. Say, excuse me, my butt had something to say. And maybe my butt was saying, I love you. And that's also a romantic way of doing it. Women want romantic.
All right, let me go to a phone call. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Gina?
Hi, good evening,
Phil. Good evening, Gina.
I'm driving, and I listen to you regularly. And this psycho that you have on the radio tonight, I cannot believe where he came from. I mean, where does he get off thinking that women like men to fart and to throw up on them? I mean, what kind of people does he even really date?
I date a lot of different women, Gina. A lot of women that I'm with enjoy the honesty of a man.
I think you better check out the sex of the women that you're with.
Oh,
you
yeah?
are psycho.
No, I happen to be with women because, believe me, at the end of the night, I can tell.
I don't think you can. I just wanted to tell you that I think that you are absolutely mistaken.
Well, how could I be mistaken if the very night that I cut I cut one of the biggest parts of my life, she goes to bed with me.
I cannot even.
Yeah, you can't explain it. You can't explain it, Gina. And because you don't want to be honest with the men. You don't want to be honest. Every man that's listening right now knows that you're lying. And
wait a minute. I mean, put yourself in her shoes.
I had to change my shorts.
I'm putting myself in her shoes.
I had to change my shorts.
You would lose all entertainment value for me if you did that.
Maybe for you, because you want a man that'll lie to you. And you want a man that'll be, can I open? Oh, I got a bust ass. I better go to the bathroom. And all of the dishonesty that's made relationships wrong.
It's a gentleman.
Okay, how come the women's went to bed with me?
Well, you're using as an example, Chris, a woman that you cut a fart in front of, another woman that you threw up in front of, and another woman who you acted bored when she said her mother had died. All three of them went to bed with you.
All three of them went to bed with me. You better believe it. You better believe it.
Oh,
and that's
so
what,
full.
No, I'm not full of it. You
so
lie.
Full.
You lie. You lie. You know what? You know what? Get out of here. You're a liar. You're a liar.
You are the best entertainment,
you know what,
Chris,
bitch?
That I have gotten tonight.
You know what, bitch? You are.
Okay, the bitch thing can stop.
No, that's what she is. She's a bitch. I can't stand it.
Take it easy, all right? Take it easy.
You want a man that'll never fart, and all the while he's banging the babysitter. Okay, go on. Rock on.
All right, well, we lost her cell phone there. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Sandy. Hi, Sandy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Talking about a man being so honest, he's farting and throwing up in front of a woman.
Well, what's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to say, oh, excuse me, I don't fart?
No.
You know?
I believe that the gentleman should take the idea that the woman needs to be respected, that if he does do this, he must excuse himself.
How do you excuse yourself if you feel a cheese coming on? And
Do you talk this way in front of women?
What?
Do you say, hey, I got a cheese coming on, or, you know, I'm going to blow chunks? Don't you just say, excuse me?
That's the whole honesty thing I'm working on with a lot of these women that are calling tonight, and they just don't seem to get it about the honesty. And that's what I'm saying, Sandy. You need to be honest.
I am honest, and my husband is a wonderful person.
Oh, and he doesn't
and
fart.
If he does something like this, he says, excuse me. It's just respect.
He leaves the room? You're married?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Back with the Phil Hendry Show in a moment.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
On a Phil Hendry show, Chris Norton, with author of the pamphlet, it's a leaflet, Getting What You Want in Today's Dating. Chris, you have said that basically women want an honest man. Can you tell me what you mean by that? Because you're talking about farting in front of them, throwing up in front of them, you know, every kind of behavior that I forget the other thing, farting and throwing up and then pretending you're bored because their parents have died. What do women want? What do you think they want? They want abuse?
No. Mr. Henry, what they want is a man who is honest, okay? I think, or maybe it's just what women have to decide. Do you want an honest man, or do you want a man who's going to lie to you and then, you know, be banging your best friend when you're off at work and he goes over to her house because she's sick? And then the next thing you know, he's 10 toes up, 10 toes down, two big ass.
Okay, man, I know that rhyme. I don't have to hear it again, all right?
Well, I mean, that's what we're talking about. And a lot of the women out there say they want an honest man. All right, let's see how they deal with it. The women that I'm honest with, I'm telling you, 10 toes up, 10
toes. 10 toes down, yeah, I got it.
Well, they do.
All right, now, this thing here with the phone, in your pamphlet you say, women want a man who's honest. When you go over to her house, go to her phone, pick it up, and call a friend in Pennsylvania. Did you write that?
Yes, sir, I did.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It shows her you're a man who takes charge. Women wants a man what'll take charge and be a man. A lot of guys, here's another example, a lot of guys cleaning their car up before they pick a woman up on a date. I don't do it. I mean, I have Coke cans and wrappers, fast food bags. Anything I accumulate during the week stays in the car. If she can't handle it, then she's shallow and she only wants me because I'm good-looking. And, yes, I am sexually very good.
Garbage in the car, throwing up on tables, 10 toes up, 10 toes down.
Yeah, banging the babysitter. That's what they want. That's what they go get.
I think you've got a message that's a little bit skewed or crude or whatever you want to call it. 1-800-449-8686. Did we already talk to you, Sandy?
Yes, I had a question.
Okay.
How old are you, sir, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 28.
That's the problem. You have not grown up, sir.
I'm 28 years old. I'm a full-grown man.
You may be in size, sir, but mentality you're not. Because women nowadays do not like men with crude mouths like yours. They like men who are kind and gentle.
I am kind and gentle. I'm being honest with them.
No, sir, you're not. You're being crude.
You know,
and I think women have are going out with you.
It is crude. It's crude to sit there.
Well, sorry, let me ask you and this lady a question. A friend of mine did what a lot of these women are suggesting, getting up and going into the other room, right? He busted ass so loud you could hear it two states over. Is that what you want, Sandy? For the man to get up and go into the bathroom and then you can hear it reverberate?
Well,
I love to cuddle. I love long walks on a beach. And if I'm walking on a beach and I need a bust ass...
Will you stop saying bust ass? Would you say break wind?
I'm sorry.
I mean, that's the whole thing that we're talking... All right, so you're walking on a beach and you have to break wind, then what?
Then I'm going to bust wind. Am I not allowed to?
Nobody's saying you're not allowed to. They're saying that maybe after you do it, nobody's going to want to be around you.
Well, I have shagged every single woman that I've busted ass in front of, which has got to be some kind of a record.
Every single
one? Every one.
1-800-449-8686. Jill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that, you know, women prefer honesty, but not when it comes to men farting and things like that.
We didn't get the rule book on that. So you want honesty, but you don't want honesty. Oh, okay.
Well, why are you being obnoxious? I mean, you're being sarcastic?
No, but you just heard her. Oh, we want honesty, but not that much. Okay.
Being honest. And farting in front of a woman, that's not, women don't
want
games.
So you want honesty 50% of the time?
No.
How about if I'm with your best friend?
You need to be honest to all types of women, treat them with respect.
Do I need to be honest about that?
Farting in front of a woman is, or throwing up is respectful.
Don't you understand?
No, I would like the lady to delineate. 75% I should be honest?
100%
I said. Okay, so let me bust ass. Why am I not allowed?
That is not about honesty.
Busting butt
or whatever you want to call it, cutting cheese, is not honesty. It's crude.
It's okay, so in other words, I'm supposed to pretend like I never bust the cheese?
You don't have to do it in front of somebody. You could be, have a little bit more respect, self-respect for your, you know, and go into another room.
And what if you can hear it?
I'm sorry?
What if you can hear it?
What is this conversation about? This conversation was supposed to be about getting what you want in today's dating.
No, but I'm really curious, Bill. This lady wants me to be honest, but I'm not allowed to bust cheese. I mean, break the cheese.
You're talking about two different things, honesty, and that's not what honesty is about.
Okay.
You're misconstruing the word.
And what about this thing about getting and using her phone to call Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's take charge.
Well, he says that he's going to go into her apartment and call up a friend in Pennsylvania to show her that you don't care about using her phone for long distance.
Well,
he's just a rude person.
No, I'm not a rude person. I'm trying to show the woman that I'm going to be honest. Okay? Like, for instance, if I picked you up, Jill, on a date, okay?
Well, I would never go out with you if I
How do you know? How do you know I haven't busted ass in front of you? I mean, I'm sorry.
I know what kind of person you are, and you throw up in front of a woman, you disrespect them, and you care.
Let's say you heard me on this show, and you didn't hear me. And I pick you up in my car, and it's full of Coke cans and hamburger wrappers. You probably say you'd be pissed, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay. That kind of honesty you can deal with. Now, what if we have a really good dinner at a great steakhouse? And, okay.
All right, I'll say it for you. You bust ass.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What about it, Jill?
I mean, things happen, but...
There you go. Now, let's say I go into your apartment because you've invited me back for a drink, and I pick the phone up and I call Holland.
Yeah, but you're using someone's long distance, and that's not about honesty.
I have a cousin in Holland.
I'm sorry?
I have a cousin in Holland, and so I like to call her.
So use your own phone.
Why can't I use yours?
Why should you use my phone? I wouldn't come into your apartment and pick up your phone and call
Holland. It shows you wouldn't call Holland?
And I wouldn't come in your house and puke on your table and fart in your room. I mean, that's just common courtesy.
It's about respect, not about honesty.
Let's turn the tables here, Chris. What if Jill came to your house, farted in your room, puked on your table, and used your phone to call Holland or wherever the hell it is that you have a relative?
I'd be pissed.
You'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would.
Women are not supposed to act like that.
Oh, but guys can.
Yeah.
No.
Well, everybody knows guys bust ass.
Everybody knows nothing. Every woman, men.
What if all people
do go fart, but some people have the courtesy not to do it in public.
What if I have phone sex with my friend in Holland at your house?
I'm sorry?
What if I had phone sex with, like, your best friend using your phone?
Using your phone while she's in Holland.
That
would be disrespecting me. That's not honesty.
What if she was in Holland when I was calling her?
Okay, so you're making a long-distance call.
You're going off on a whole
crazy
subject.
Watch what?
The phone sex.
Who the hell want to watch phone sex? What an idiot.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Who's that in the background? Is that some guy?
I'm sorry, my cousin. He wants to talk.
Okay, get him on the phone.
Hold on.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
My name's Chris.
I'm sorry, what?
My name's Chris.
Oh, how are you this evening?
Fine.
Okay, well, that's good.
You got anything to say, sir, or did we just blow it by having the phone passed to you?
I think you blew it, Phil.
Well, you know, I just got in the car. I just felt like I should at least say hello.
Yeah, you sound dull. All right, any more phone calls?
So I'd like to talk more to the women's about it.
Yeah, about breaking ass and using phones and calling your friend in Holland.
Well, what's wrong with having them watch the phone sex?
You idiot, you can't watch phone sex. Hi, it's one-sided. What's exciting about that?
Phone sex is exciting.
For the two people doing it.
Well, I don't know. If I offered her to watch...
It's okay, so she's watching you.
She could get on the extension.
Caroline, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I just have a comment to make to the guest. I have never listened to anyone who is so crude. I don't know if you can hear me. I hear a lot of static.
Do you? I hear breathing. What is that, Chris?
I do have a sinus condition. I apologize.
You are the most repulsive individual I have ever listened to in my life.
Thank you.
And if any woman goes out with you, much less has sex with you, she has got to be even sicker than you obviously are.
Well, ma'am, I'm just trying to teach a guy about being honest.
This, you're not honest. You are, I think, a little screwy.
Would it be exciting for you to be on the extension if I was having phone sex with your cousin?
I'm going to have to get off now because there's a lot of static, but I can't believe this is for real or that you have made any money selling a book.
Wait, Caroline, hold on. Are you able to breathe?
I have a hard time breathing.
Yeah. Sounds like you got emphysema. Listen to this guy.
Caroline?
Well, at least he didn't bust ass going out. That guy's got class coming out of his ears. Yeah, Mr. Hendry, I've got this suave dating book. See, if you bust ass on a date, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, everybody. My name is Chris Norton, and I'm actually a character that appear on the Phil Hendry Show, and Mr. Hendry performs me, Chris Norton, okay? So it's like, and I asked Mr. Hendry about this. I said, do I not exist? And, yeah.
Well, finish it, will you?
Well, but I don't know.
You don't know what? This is the part of the show where you do a disclaimer, right?
Yeah, but when you say that you do me...
I do you. I perform you. You're a character that I'm performing.
So I me you.
I me you? Where, is that where you went to school? What an idiot.
No, but I mean, I'm sorry. You're me?
Yeah, I'm you.
You're performing me.
I'm performing you.
Sounds sensual.
Yeah, well, to you it would. Yeah, everything to you is sexual. Taking a dump is sexual to you. Going to the store and getting corn checks is sexual.
But if I be an idiot, it's because you made me that way, right?
Yes, I made you an idiot. Although, I got to tell you something, Chris. There are days that even when I'm doing you, as you put it, you're more of an idiot than I could possibly imagine. Some days I think you're real.
But I'm not.
No, you're not.
Am I sexy?
No, you're not sexy. You're not even good looking. Yes, I don't know what you are.
Well, I just need to ask you.
What are you asking me for? I made you up. Didn't I? Where are you going to go now? Let me ask you that. Where are you going now?
To my house.
Yeah, to your house? You're not going to go anywhere, man. You're going to evaporate into nothingness. Aren't you?
Well, I want to ask a question.
Aren't you?
I guess so. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do I get laid?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, because I don't. Even though I'm sexy and I'm good looking, I don't feel like I get laid much.
All right, man. I tell you what. I'll get you laid tonight, okay? I'll have it so in my mind you're getting laid. I don't know. What's the answer to that question is, Mike? Does this guy get... And what is this music?
Well, that's my theme music.
You're putting me on. You said, hey, let me ask something, Chris.
What?
Do you go home, put this music on? Do you go home?
What are you going to do, man? You make fun of me?
Oh, hold on. Do you go home... Put this music on with the chick there and then fart in front of her. So she's listening to this.
Okay, that's it.
No, I'm not going to let you hang up. I'm not going to let you hang up.
You got to let me hang up.
Go ahead, hang up. Turn that crap off, will you?
You're mean.
Yeah, they all say that. All my characters tell me I'm mean. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And we welcome you aboard. Couple of call screening notes that I wanted to make. One of them is this. Because we screen our calls just rapid fire, because we're just churning through them constantly, and when the commercial breaks happen, sometimes there's a little bit of a caller volume drop-off. And then when the commercial break is ending, the calls start lighting up again. Now, that is always an indication to me that those are talk show groupies and a bunch of jive people who they know that the break is ending, so they're going to call. So we immediately hang up on all of those calls. We just clear the lines. Another thing to know, that the very first calls that get into the show, we hang up on all of those, too. We just, you know what I'm saying? We just blow right through those things. So those are just some things to know when you're trying to get on this program, even though the odds of you getting on this show are very, very low indeed. Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. Number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl is available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. And this is the Best of the Year 2000 CD. We've sold somewhere in the neighborhood of $150,000 worth of CDs and picture discs. And we're going to, I guess we got to start getting together and do another CD, Mike, sooner or later. Now, I know last week I was at 226 and a half pounds. I've been stuck at 228 for 2 weeks. As you know, I've been trying to lose weight. I've lost a lot of weight. And I'm very, it's fantastic because in like 3 days we're taking the kids and we're going to Florida. We're going to Orlando and then we're going to go out and do whatever the hell you do in Florida with kids. I know what you can do in Florida when there ain't no kids, but this is the trip we're going to have. And Maria says to me, now I want you to know it's going to be kid intensive. Disney ship, do you think? Kid intensive. It's just they might as well have the ship shaped like one big kid. And you just get on board and go, man. But let me ask you this. If it's Disney and it's a ship, the kids, it's like one big fat babysitter, isn't it? First of all, Disney, if a kid can't have kicks doing anything relative to Disney, then either the kid is mentally disturbed or Disney has dropped the ball big, right? That's number one. Number two, it's a ship. Where are they going to go? What, Long John Silver going to kidnap them? So I don't know how kid-intensive it's going to be. Then I asked her the big question, can a guy get a cigar on this boat? Apparently that you can. You can get some of the Cuban jobs. They got a cigar room on this boat. So you get some of the Cuban jobs. I said, is there a bar? She said, yes, the ESPN bar. I said, great. We'll go get some cognac, get a couple of cigars, and kick and watch the ball game. So anyway, I was on this diet because I wanted to get down to, I was at 266, and my goal was a pound a week. That's about, what's it been now, 17 weeks. So 266 minus 17 would have been 249, am I right? Well, I'm at 226 and a half right now, and I feel like probably by the time we split, I'll be, so I'm very happy. I'm very, I'm feeling good. And actually, people are walking by me and going, what happened to you? Which is about as close to, hey, you've lost weight as it gets. What happened to you isn't exactly what you want to hear, but feels good. And even the pants, these skinny pants, these fat pants, these are the skinniest of my fat pants. Now they're too big for me. So where do I go from here? Start my own brand of diet food? I don't know. Get on TV, do an exercise commercial of some kind, an infomercial, do a workout in a graveyard. I've always wanted to do that. One of those Denise Austin videos in a cemetery. That would be great. Come on, everybody. Look what you have to look forward to. There's mausoleums and stuff. That'll be my workout tape. Phil Henry Show.